The Cambridge Marketing Podcast with Kiran Kapoor, brought to you by Cambridge Marketing College. See their range of courses and apprenticeships at marketingcollege.com.
Hello and welcome. Sustainability is a topic that's often seen as important, but also vague, difficult, and just too big for an organisation to tackle. And one of the biggest concerns that I hear is knowing where to start. So today I'm joined by two people who have started that sustainability project. Nigel Clark explains why sustainability should matter to marketers.
First off, there's a real responsibility here. You know, we've all got personal responsibility. So it's not just why should marketers get involved, it's kind of why should any of us get involved.
And Charlotte Lestienne is going to talk about how her organisation did start its work towards sustainability and why.
I have to say, we all have to do something. So it's every step, every person. So if you want to, just do it.
The Cambridge Marketing Podcast from Cambridge Marketing College, training marketing and PR professionals across the globe.
I'm joined today by Charlotte Lestienne, the Cambridge Marketing College's sustainability champion, and by Nigel Clark, the college's tutor. They have both collectively produced the college's sustainability toolkit, which you can download, and I'll give the links at the end. Welcome to you both. You've both been on before. This time we're specifically looking at why marketers should get involved in sustainability and perhaps talking about some of the steps that people can actually take within an organisation. So Charlotte, let me start with you and ask, what does a sustainability champion actually do?
Thank you, Karen. So just to start by quoting Sir David Attenborough, there are huge opportunities for getting things right. The only way to operate is to believe we can do something about it. And I truly think we can. So I completely agree with this statement. We are all responsible of doing something, all of us, companies, government, and individuals. So at Cambridge Marketing College, we have made some changes. So the first, in three stages. So the first stage, I've done a course on sustainability. Because when you don't know what you are talking about, it's very difficult to go anywhere. You have to learn the language, you have to learn what you can do, the scope of it. You can be afraid of greenwashing, hushwashing. So it's very difficult. So for me, it was a starting point. And to show our determination, we immediately signed the SME Climate Commitment, which is backed by the United Nations Race to Zero campaign. And by doing so, we have committed to halve our greenhouse gas emission before 2030, to achieve net zero emission before 2050, and to disclose our progress on a yearly basis.
So let's start with the course there, because I think you're right. You do need, it's very easy to just sort of wake up one morning and go, I'm going to be sustainable now. But actually, there's an awful lot of language and jargon around this, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. And I wouldn't have been capable of starting because we are so afraid to do wrong. But in fact, it's what David Attenborough said, you can't do wrong. You just have to start somewhere. So with a course, it's much easier. And the second stage is to measure our impact and to minimize our footprint. And again, you don't know how to start if you have done you haven't done a course. So we did an audit of our scope 1, 2, and 3 greenhouse gas emission. And we did it for the two last years, so 2019-20 and 2020-21, in order to have two baselines, one with COVID and one without. So to remind you, scope 1, this covers the greenhouse gas emissions that we make directly. So for example, the boilers or the vehicles. So our scope 1 at Cambridge Marketing College is zero. Our scope 2, so this is the emissions we make indirectly. So the electricity or energy we buy. And again, our scope 2 is zero because we all use renewable energy. But our scope 3, it's where it gets tricky. In this category goes everything else. So the staff commuting, the tutors commuting, the shipping and production of study guides and books, the corporate training, etc. So in 2020-21, our greenhouse gas emission is 71 tons. And 2019-20, 97 tons. So it might not be right, It might not be accurate, but we had to start somewhere, and that's very important.
I think that's a very good point, isn't it? That you don't have to be perfect with those figures. I mean, I remember when you sat down at the college to start working these out, and I was slightly head in hands going, but this is awfully sort of fingers in the air. It's not really quite, it doesn't seem very accurate. But as you say, we had to start somewhere, and it's better to have some estimate than no estimate.
Exactly. And also, you are learning to do it for the following year. So you have to start somewhere to be able to go somewhere. And this is the first action we are taking at the college, is we are working on improving the accuracy of our carbon footprint data. So it will be more accurate, but also it will be also much easier to follow, because now we have nothing to follow that. The second action is to engage with our team. So we shared our vision with the team and we raised awareness in the office. We got everyone engaged and we collected ideas at a personal and work level. We recycled and donated everything we didn't need, the whiteboard, cartridges, fridge, even some old study guides which went to a university in Botswana. We've just had a training on technology, how to use Teams, sharing documents, green search engine, etc. And we are planning one on how to decrease the resource consumption, including electricity and heat, both in the office and at home. And I have to say, I'm so, so pleased to see how our team responded and was engaged. And to show all of that, we have created a sustainability page on our website to share our progress and action plans with all our stakeholders. The third action we have taken is on learning materials. So our learning materials that we create and buy to send to our learners and apprentices is our main source of carbon. So we use boxes to send the learning material to our learners. Now, all our boxes are fully recyclable, and we have been working on a smaller box to limit our carbon footprint. We also use bubble wrap, which is fully recyclable and uses less of carbon footprint than craft paper alternative. And all our printed study guides are recyclable. And we are working also, we are going to work on reviewing the way we use the learning materials and deliver it. So the process of requesting material or using material and recycling. Again, with climate change, we need to think out of the box. So all the things we used to do, we have to think again.
I think that's really important, because actually the little steps, and one of the things I wanted to do in this podcast and discussion with you was to get over that it is little steps that you take. It's looking at something and going, well, okay, we want to reduce, reuse and recycle, but sometimes the easiest place to start is recycle and then come back from there.
Yeah, you're right.
And your fourth step?
Yes, widening the net to encourage all our students to study green. So we want to, we are planning to train all our learners and apprentices and encourage them to study green. And we want to measure the impact of this training on their behaviours. That's very important to measure this impact too. And the last one is offsetting. So we will offset our carbon emissions that we know we can't remove with a local biodiversity organisation. And our goal, I'm super happy with that, is to become net zero by 2025. So we have 3 years to do it. And the last stage of our changes is to actively work on our selected sustainable development goal. So just as a reminder, the United Nations is calling on companies to play a big role in meeting the 17 sustainable development goal, the SDG, by 2030. So the SDG strategy is beyond the sustainability strategy and is there to facilitate the alignment of corporate strategy with the needs of today's society. So that's very important. And our sustainable development goals as a college is quality education. We want to educate all marketers on sustainable marketing. Marketers have a big role to play in sustainability, as Nigel is going to explain in a moment, and we want them to be at the heart of the organization to drive the changes. So the first action we have taken is to create a group of tutors involved and passionate about sustainability. We meet regularly and brainstorm ideas on how to make marketers more involved in sustainability. Second action that we have mentioned, Karen, is to create a toolkit, which is free and that you can download from our website. So it explains the jargon we use in climate change and why there is urgency, but also it gives all the checklists that you need to know to act as a sustainable marketers. And the third actions, we have created courses, webinars, regular insight on sustainability. So we have a new apprenticeship on sustainability called Corporate Responsibility and Sustainability Practitioner. We have a CM award in sustainability. We have a CM diploma and also some short tailored courses. But also, we are looking at partnerships because we can't spread the word enough alone. So please contact us if you see any synergy with your organization. Again, we need everyone in this fight. We can't do it alone.
Charlotte demonstrating her sustainability championship there. That's a really good point to sort of move on to Nigel and talk about. You mentioned the sustainability toolkit. We've talked about how we're sort of all in this together. Nigel, why should marketers be involved in sustainability? Isn't this something that sits with other people?
Well, in some cases, it does, Kieran. You know, you may be fortunate enough to have a sustainability or an environmental management professional in your organization. And if you do have, then the first thing I would say to marketers, and the first thing that's included in our sustainable marketers checklist, which is in the toolkit, is if there's already a sustainability champion in your organization, go and find them and offer your help, offer your skills, because marketers have a fantastic skill set that is really, really valuable in this arena. I mean, some of the words that Charlotte used in terms of the role that she's played in terms of staff engagement, in terms of communication, they're right in our wheelhouse. They're right there with what marketers are good at. But in terms of why they should get involved, I mean, I would go back to the point that the quote from David Attenborough that Charlotte mentioned at the beginning, which is, first off, there's a real responsibility here. You know, we've all got personal responsibility. So it's not just why should marketers get involved, it's kind of why should any of us get involved. But then beyond that, I think for marketers, you know, this is about the future. We talked about change. Charlotte talked about, you know, moving along, moving, progressing, getting better, you know, looking to the future. And I think there is a huge opportunity here for marketers, because in so many areas, this is where our stakeholders, this is where our customers are looking for organizations to lead. They're looking for organizations to improve. And marketers, frankly, should be about the future. We should be seeing opportunities around the corner. And therefore, if this is one of the areas where you can establish some competitive advantage, this is one of the areas where you could differentiate from your competitors, then that's absolutely bang in the middle of what marketers should be thinking about and acting on.
So, okay, so you've almost got two audiences there. You've got a sort of internal audience that you mentioned with staff engagement and communications, and then perhaps a more external audience with competitive advantage and differentiation. So can we start with sort of staff engagement and communications, where it is, I mean, internal marketing is seen as very important, but why does marketing have a particular input there as opposed to HR or some other area?
Yes, I wouldn't say it's an either or situation. You know, Mark, in some organizations, internal communications may be owned by HR, it might be owned by marketing. But I would come back to that point about there's a huge skill set in terms of communications and engagement in marketers. And so if you've got something to offer, if you can help make a difference on that, then there's a fantastic opportunity. We all know at the moment, and have known for many years, that attracting the best people, retaining the best people in your business is a critical success factor for any business, for any organization. if your staff are a key stakeholder, if your staff are looking or asking as to why your organization can't be more sustainable, can't progress on this agenda, then why not bring your marketing and communication skills into that mix, irrespective or not of whether you own internal communications. I don't think that really matters. This is a huge area of cooperation, collaboration, as Charlotte said, everybody working together. And I think marketers can make a huge difference. I'm not disrespecting any HR professionals. I don't know if any HR professionals listen to the Cambridge Marketing College podcast, but if there are, or if they get hint of this, I'm not sort of saying get out of the way. I'm saying marketers and HR professionals work together.
And you talked about there being perhaps competitive advantage and differentiation.
Yes.
In a way, that's almost anti what we're trying to do, isn't it? If we want all marketers to be involved, it ceases to be a differentiation factor.
Well, yes, it does. But then, you know, if you look at the progress that we've made in society on something like health and safety. So if you look at maybe, I don't know, if you take an example of safety in automobiles, safety in cars, I'm not sure that as cars were developed more safety devices that somebody at Volvo sort of thought, oh, look, you know, we can be better than Ford. We can, you know, have a safer car than they can. I'm sure everybody was moving together because they saw the value of everybody being more safe as they drive. But if there is an element of competitive advantage, if there is an element that you can get ahead of your competitors, then I think that's a healthy form of competition. I don't think anybody's going to hold back or anybody's going to not share information. As we know with our toolkit, which is free to download, there's lots of other resources out there. This is not a competitive environment in the sense of secrets or intellectual property, but I think if you as a marketer want to further your career, if you want to get ahead in your organization, if you want to make a bit of difference, then this is one area you can do that.
Also, I have to say, we all have to do something. So it's every step, every person. So if you want to, just do it.
Nigel, do you have any tips for people that perhaps are junior in an organization in the marketing department and would like to perhaps influence their organization more than they feel they can?
Yeah, I mean, and actually, I think this is a fantastic opportunity for junior marketers if they feel that they're stuck in a box, if they feel they can't know where to go next. This is a great opportunity to step out of a box, stick your hand up, get noticed, make a difference, because I doubt whether there's any organisation anywhere at the moment who will say to somebody, oh no, that's a load of rubbish, we don't want to be doing anything on that, you know, just get on with your day job. So I would say, if you think your organisation can improve and can make a difference, the first thing is to find out what is actually going on. Speak to your boss, speak to somebody in another team. If you're fortunate enough to work in an organisation which has either a sustainability or an environmental management, or even, you know, perhaps even a sort of quality or health and safety team that might already be happening, then go and talk to them. But then go and talk to somebody in an operational team, an operational manager, talk to somebody that works in the supply chain, talk to somebody that works in distribution, go and find somebody that's responsible for your transport. You know, I'm sure ideas are bubbling up in your organization, and I'm sure you can join in with others. And if it really isn't happening anywhere, then go to the top, you know, be a bit bolder, be a bit bolshy, go and speak to the boss and find out what he thinks or she thinks about it, because I'm sure the ideas are there somewhere. You can join in, you can collaborate, you can cooperate with others in the business and add your marketing skills to the mix.
It's what I've done, I have to say. I went to see Karen, so the boss, and said, I want to do that. And she said, yes, do it. So,
perfect example.
And I think it is also worth pointing out that when you start this, you've no idea where it's going, because I do remember driving away from that conversation going, what have I just done? But actually, it's been fun.
And I think it's a great point, and you staged the point earlier, Kieran, that as the boss, you were sort of slightly worried about, is it 91 tons or is it 92 tons? Because I don't want to, I don't want to be seen sort of putting out the wrong figure. The fact is, none of us are perfect. No organization has achieved, no organization is at the end goal. No organization can honestly hold their hand up and say, we've done it all. There's nothing left to do. So we're all, it's rather a hackneyed phrase, but we're all on a journey around this. We can all improve. And it's about that path that you're taking. It's about the little things that you've done and the next things that you want to do. It's not about waving flags and sort of saying, we're here and we're going to get to there by whatever date. That's important, but it's not just that. It's about doing something, it's about taking action, and it's about being like Charlotte, sticking your hand up and saying, I'm going to take this on. I'm passionate about this. I want to be involved. Let's get going.
And on that rallying cry, thank you both very, very much for your time and for talking about some of the things that we've done and we've learnt to do and the steps we've taken and some of the issues that come across, and also why it is important for marketers to just stick their hand up and go, no, this is really vital that we do it. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you,
Kieran. Thank you very much.
Keep challenging us, Charlotte. Keep challenging us.